guys, my name is Melissa. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery from pride, people-pleasing, and fear of man. Hey guys. I grew up in a Christian home with a loving family. My parents always made me feel loved, cherished, and they wanted the best for me. I remember going to church as a family when I was little and attending Sunday school and church camp. When I was 13 years old, I asked the Lord to come into my heart and soon after got baptized. But at the time, I wasn't really sure what living a life with Christ looked like. Shortly after I was baptized, our family stopped going to church except for the occasional visit on Christmas and Easter. Even though my parents loved the Lord and showed me love, I didn't have anyone to disciple me or show me how to have a personal relationship with Jesus. My sophomore year in high school was a big turning point for me. One night, I went out with some friends, and that night, I was drugged and sexually assaulted. It turned my whole world upside down, but I was scared to tell anyone what happened to me. I bottled up the guilt and shame I felt for years. I stopped caring about all the things that I used to love. I gave up gymnastics and cheerleading, and I traded those things in for new friends in the older crowd. I had this deep desire to be liked and wanted to fit in with these new friends. Unfortunately, I chose to hang out with friends that were only living life for the next party. During this time, I began drinking alcohol, having inappropriate relationships, and trying cocaine and other drugs that would soon lead me down a path of self-destruction. My junior year in high school, I was kicked out of school. I had overdosed on cocaine and prescription drugs, and I found myself pregnant. I didn't know what to do, and I felt really alone. Unfortunately, my pride and my selfishness continued to grow and led to one of the worst decisions of my life. I had an abortion. I had reached rock bottom at this point. While I can look back now and see the pain that came from that decision, while I was in the moment, I felt like there was no way out. Now, I am so glad that I have learned that when I feel like I can't carry a situation by myself, I cling to the truth that God will never leave me or forsake me. Over time, my shame and guilt grew as I entered into a season of despair. I lost friends to drug overdoses, prison, suicide, and murder. And one night, I was at a bar with friends, and the man next to me got into an argument with another man at the table. And I remember him shouting, "You will regret it. I'll show you." 30 minutes later, the windows of the bar were being shot out, and I fell to the floor. As I was crawling over a girl that got shot, I remember thinking, "What am I doing with my life? I can't continue to live like this." I was ready for change, but I didn't know how. I wish I could say all of this would have snapped me out of it and turned me back to God, but I continued to do life my way throughout college and into my later 20s. The weight of it all continued to grow. After college, I was offered my first corporate job in Richardson. I was so excited and honestly believed this could be the fresh start that I had been deeply desiring. At first, it was great. I was making new friends. But after time, I realized the friends I was making were more into the party scene than I had expected. After a night out in Uptown Dallas, I came home disappointed with the new friends I had made. So for the first time in years, I fell to my knees and I cried out to God. I told him how sorry I was for forgetting about him all of these years, for the things that I had done, and I asked him for his forgiveness. I prayed for good friends that I could have deep and lasting relationships with. And in that moment, the Lord gave me a sign that said watermark. I remember thinking, "Okay, God, you want me to go to church? That sounds reasonable coming from you and all." And after two failed attempts making it to the parking lot and going back home, I finally went inside on my third visit. Trying to remain under the radar, I snuck in and sat in the back row, hoping no one would notice me. Then the preacher began to share his story, how when he first came to church, he sat in the back row hungover. I was glued to every word he was saying. I could not believe a pastor was sharing something so vulnerable and that I could identify with what he was saying. His vulnerability caught me off guard. Then he shared the gospel, reminding me that Christ lived a perfect life. He died on the cross to pay for my sins, and on the third day, he rose to life, conquering sin and death on my behalf. I could have a personal relationship with him. And that's what I was missing, a personal relationship with Christ. I kept coming back and began to go to the Porch, Watermark's Young Adults Ministry on Tuesday nights. And that's where I heard 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. After 3 years of learning through community in the Porch what it looked like to follow Christ, I had a decision to make. Did I really believe Christ paid for my sins on the cross? And was I ready to fully surrender my life to him? I understood the gospel, but I still had a hard time trusting him in my everyday life. One day, I read the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Timothy 1:15 through 16 that says, "This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life. I was completely wrecked by this. I was the worst of sinners, too. How amazing to think Christ could use our stories as an example of his immense patience for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. While I understood this was true before, I fully believed and I was ready to live for Christ. Over the next few years, God radically changed my life. He answered my prayer and provided deep and lasting friendships that encourage me, admonish me when needed, and always point me back to Christ. God was still is restoring me and redeeming my past. Each week, serving at the Porch, I had the privilege to care for and walk alongside young adults struggling with many of the same things I had. And today, he has given me the opportunity to co-lead a group here at Regeneration, where I get a front row seat every week to see how God's grace is working in each of the women's lives, restoring and redeeming all things. My life is not perfect, nor will it ever be this side of heaven. But by God's grace, he continues to make me more like him as I follow Christ daily. I am overjoyed to say that 3 years ago, God provided my husband, Yvonne, who has surrendered to Christ and a joy to be on mission with. We love to serve and to share the hope that we have both found in Christ with others. And this September, we get to welcome our first child, a baby boy. Thank you. Over the years, I have learned that God's word is trustworthy. No one is too far gone, and his timing is perfect. A passage I go back to often is Psalm 86:11-13 that says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love towards me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Christ has brought me from death to life, and this is true for all who believe, and available for anyone." If I could have you take away one thing, that is, Christ wants to have a personal relationship with you. If you are new to Regen or far along in the steps, keep going. There is so much God wants to do in your life. He loves you and has provided this amazing community to walk alongside you in your recovery journey. My name is Melissa. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pride, people-pleasing, and fear of man, and to God be all the glory.